Good afternoon and welcome to Travel World for this Saturday. I'm Marianne Doucette. Stephen Pickford and Willem Backus join us this afternoon by remote link from the Kennedy Space Center in Florida. Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Well, good afternoon. It's a pleasure to be talking to you from a warm climate this afternoon.
Oh, I'll bet.
Weather report.
Well, we had to turn on the air conditioning today and just couldn't handle the heat, eh?
Oh, you guys are really pitiful.
I'm looking forward to going to the beach this afternoon, taking a long walk on the beach.
Oh, yeah.
We heard you getting your revenge, eh? You're welcoming us back with the ice rain and the snow?
Oh, yes, I'm keeping it here right for you.
Right.
Got to get those Blizzaks in gear, huh?
Everything, I think a lot of people over the last couple of days have been calling up our good friends at Delta and saying, get me down to Florida, and quick, just like they've been doing for the past 25 years, Delta's been sort of the getaway link to the Sunshine State. We really enjoyed our flight down here on Wednesday.
That was actually a really good flight, and the food service was great, and everybody was just helpful, and we got the keys back on time, too.
Right. You got out of the parking lot. People were very helpful at Dorval. And talking about food service on board, that seems one of the comments that people have always said to me is the U.S. carriers are cutting back. Well, Delta is the only carrier out of Montreal to still have hot food service on their morning flight down there and their evening flight back heading north on the Montreal-Atlanta route. And another positive when you go with a scheduled company like Delta as compared to the charter companies is their reliability. If you miss one flight, weather delays you, you're not worried about waiting 6, 7, 8 hours. There's another flight an hour later to get you onto your destination.
Yeah, I was leaving just a few minutes afterwards. That was so it was an overall a very good experience over at Delta. The people at the counters were very polite, very helpful. So all in all, that's the way to get down here.
Right, and you can go into one city and out of the other. If you're coming just to the Space Coast, there is an airport in Melbourne which has good connecting service. Now, it used to have to take you two or three connections and took all day, so people were
going.
The
Willem Backus route, huh?
Right, the way
up
to...
Up and down, up and down.
The way to take as many connections as possible, but now you just go Montreal, Atlanta, Atlanta, Melbourne, and it's time to connect. Or the other alternative is to go to Orlando Airport, just around 45 minutes away. And the other positive aspect when you fly a scheduled company like Delta is you can go into one airport and out of the other to visit as many cities in Florida as you want. You know, you can pick up your car. We have our car from National InterRent, which gives you that on-site convenience. You don't have to start taking that shuttle bus and trying to find where the yard is at, you know, 2 in the morning in the industrial park. You're right there in the airport.
1-800-CAR-RENT is the number.
Right, 1-800-CAR-RENT. Our good friends at National, Richard Tilden in Toronto, and 10% off for Delta SkyMiles members. So you have the competitive rates. Rates for car rentals in Florida are about the lowest in the nation, but you get another 10% off when you're a member of Delta SkyMiles coming in, flying in on Delta.
And one of the other nice things about coming down to Orlando, first of all, because of the great service from Delta and that many flights, you're also so close to the Space Coast here, Cocoa Beach and also Cape Canaveral and the Kennedy Space Center, which I got to tell you, this is one place you really got to spend a day. You can't just do it.
You don't
day.
Just put in 2 hours on your itinerary and be done with it. No, you want to spend the whole day.
Take the airboat in the morning. I mean, no, you feed the alligators or something. No, you really got to spend the day here.
Right. No, it's a full day, and you really want to stay at a property that exemplifies what you came to the Space Coast for. Cocoa Beach Hilton is the best on Cocoa Beach for the business traveler. It's the only one with an towers floor with extra business services, a private lounge to have your breakfast in on the 7th floor, so you get a nice view up and down the beach.
And we've done it again. Travel World strikes again for the listeners at CIQC Montreal, and we've arranged Canadian dollar at par.
Angie Cross, the sales director, will accept Canadian dollars at par when you mention CIQC and Travel World. So that's a great benefit to our listeners to make a vacation even more affordable this winter to come down to the Space Coast.
Well, that's interesting because, you know, we talk about Florida an awful lot when we on the program. And many people, especially you hear this in the news, down if you go to Fort Lauderdale, Miami, places like that, and they didn't seem to be too welcoming of Montrealers. I mean, you even see, you hear people calling the radio shows down here, and it's like Canadians go home, and, you know, actually we feel right at home when we see that in Montreal, but that's beside the point. We come down here, and they love us at the Space Coast. They say we would love to have Montrealers come down here. We want to enter the market, and For that, we're going to encourage them down with, you know, it amounts to about a 40% discount, Canadian dollar at bar.
Right. When you stay at the Cocoa Beach Hilton, you also enjoy some great food. We have the Friday Seafood Buffet, and Rick Seglio is our new food and beverage director and master chef. So a lot of times you come to a beach destination and you say, well, you know, it's all just going to be fast food on a strip. Here is a hotel with food and beverage comparable to a major downtown property in any of the major U.S. markets.
And this is the first time I've actually gone down to Florida, and I've actually seen some oranges growing on trees. I mean, you know, my dad used to tell me, don't eat so many oranges. What, do you think they grow on trees or something? I said, well, Dad, I do. But, and here's the proof. I mean,
you just go down the highway, and there they are, just ready. I mean, it's going to be a bumper crop, it looks like, this season.
And they're turning now, the colors. So it's really something. And you know something? Here, right here at the Kennedy Space Center, the thing that struck me the most is how spread out it is. I mean, it's really a wide layout. And that, of course, because it saves a distance to be away from any launch, particularly at Launch Complex 39, where they have launched all the moon missions and the space shuttle, is approximately 3 miles. And still there, it's incredible.
Right, it covers 140,000 acres approximately.
We saw a rocket launch yesterday. They launched an Atlas rocket with a military satellite in it, and, you know, it really is a once-in-a-lifetime experience. You've got to see it. It was so beautiful. It was like another sunrise. I mean, it was like a coming of angels. It was incredible. And
the entire sky lit up, and the best place, we were outside of the Cocoa Beach Hilton on the beach. Beautiful sky just lit up. I mean, it just lit up. You covered up the stars. I mean, this was the star of the evening.
So they do an awful lot of launches down here. But, you know, with all the technology down here, they told us they didn't have any satellite technology to hook us up to Montreal, but I digress.
It's like around the telephone.
No, but seriously, with all the technology around here, they are very active in wildlife conservation and in protecting the space coast. And we have people here to talk about that today. But they actually have oranges that they grow here and alligator refuge and so on. So we'll be getting into that a little later on in the show.
Right. There's a lot of development with regards to ecotourism. This is the area of Florida that is really going after the development of ecotourism as a very viable and sustainable resource.
We have to say that with reverb, Stephen. Ecotourism.
Right, ecotourism. You can't really have it without the echo in the background to really give that whole effect to make people really know what you're talking about.
We do have to point something out, though. Our intrepid Chad the engineer is making a remarkable recovery. The hand is doing very well, I hear. And so let's hear it for Chad. Great work, and glad to have you back behind the console. So, anyway, it's looking close to break time, I would say.
Yes, it's coming up to 12:15 here in Montreal. Let's take a short break, and when we return, more fun in the sun on Florida's Space Coast. Stay listening to Travel World on AM 600 CIQC.
Brides-to-be, don't miss Welcome Wagon's Bridal Show, Sunday, November 2nd at 1 p.m. at La Plaza Holiday Inn, 420 Sherbrooke Street West. An informative and entertaining afternoon is planned, and at 3, a dazzling fashion show by Salon de la Madeleine, Sarah and Anna Original Creations. Refreshments, gift bags, and door prizes, plus the grand prize, a China dinnerware set from the Linen Chest. For your free invitation for two, call Lydia at 630-9826. Welcome Wagon's Bridal Show, sponsored in part by AM 600.
Vacation time can mean a heart-rending decision. What to do with your pet? Auberge VIP offers a unique concept in boarding facilities designed for the ultimate comfort of your best friends. From the moment of registration, a trained staff member is assigned to provide personalized attention to your pet. A variety of suite sizes are available for our canine guests, designed to provide privacy while cats enjoy a choice of multi-level apartments with a sunny southern exposure. Your pet's personal program can be tailor-made, from special diets to daily grooming and a play and exercise time each day. And it's not just luxury amenities which sets Auberge VIP apart. Auberge VIP provides for a totally enclosed environment, offering safe, sanitary conditions with personnel on duty 24 hours a day and a veterinarian on call. Auberge VIP, we invite you to call us to visit our facility and experience firsthand the care and special attention your pet deserves. Auberge VIP, a comfortable and caring atmosphere for your very important pet. Call today, 381-6653.
Today in the Gazette.
Read the results of a four-month Gazette investigation.
We'll tell you about the existence of Quebec's most toxic landfill in the city of LaSalle.
There are no signs to mark the site, and officials have been reluctant to talk about it.
But the Gazette has the whole story of PCBs, drug dealers, and LaSalle city politics. The shocking details are in today's Gazette.
The Gazette. It's the English language. Daily. Get your copy now. Hi, this is Stephen Pickford. A year ago, I never thought I'd be using a computer. Today, I'm an internet junkie, and I love my computer, thanks to the good folks at Saturnus. I called 990-0802, and I was set to go. Call Saturnus at 990-0802. They've been in business for 25 years, and now I know why. Just one call to Saturnus at 990-0802, and I had my computer, printer, toner, and everything else I needed. Saturnus really knows their stuff, and they deliver. I didn't have to lift a finger. One call to 990-0802, and they brought everything, set it all up, and I was ready to go. And I know that when new things come out, I won't be left behind, because I can call 990-0802 anytime, and they'll upgrade me or trade me up. Now that's being computer smart. Having been in business for 25 years, you know that their two-year guarantee on everything, even used computers, really means something. Just ask one of their many satisfied customers, like me. No matter what I need, toner, paper, disk, or software, I just call 990-0802, and it's there in no time. Call Saturnus today at 990-0802.
Listen for the Business Report weekdays on AM 600. Brought to you by DPM Financial Planning Group, Canada's mutual fund and RRSP professionals. Call DPM. The peace of mind is priceless. 630-7500.
I'm Sharon Delaney from WXLV-TV in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Stay listening to Stephen Pickford and Travel World here on AM 600 CIQC.
Tell me, how will I ever be the same when I know that that woman is whispering your name? Somebody bring me some water. Can't you see it's out of control? Baby's got my heart and my baby's got my...
Welcome back to Travel World here on AM 600 CIQC. Today, Willem and Stephen are reporting from the Kennedy Space Center.
Yeah, and direct from our ratings library, that was Melissa Etheridge, and bring me some water, because we're going to be on the beach this afternoon.
The beach this afternoon, and enjoying it with me. One of our first guests today at the Kennedy Space Center Visitor Complex is Bonnie King from the Space Coast Office of Tourism.
Well, welcome to Travel World, Bonnie.
Good afternoon.
Well, I am just so happy to be here. You know, today is a very exciting day for us, you know. Not only do we have the opportunity to meet you both, of course, that goes without saying, but today is our Florida Marlins World Series tonight, nine innings away from us being champions, and we are so excited. As you know, I'm sure, Florida Marlins spring training.
The spring training is here.
We have the spring training grounds right here, and you can come here and see all those spring games, and so we're very happy and very excited.
And all the players at the Expos let go.
So actually, it will be the Expos winning the World Series.
Well, we don't need to say that, but you know, I could share in our excitement tonight as we watch
the
game.
Yes, really,
we will. But there's just so much to see and do in this area.
Well, that's why we had to get you down here so that you could see what this is all about. You know, you're enjoying the Kennedy Space Center, the Astronaut Hall of Fame, our high-tech attractions, our beach attractions. We're Orlando's closest beach. And it's so important for people to be aware that it's so easy to get here. And it's so easy if you're going to be in the Orlando area just to come over. We're only 45 minutes away. And our beaches, not only do we have beautiful beaches, but we have expansive beaches, and they're not crowded. And it gives you a great opportunity. We've got a lot of county-owned beaches, too, in the sense that people like to take showers, and if they bring their kids and things of this nature, they'll be able to be taken care of.
That's really something, and it's a great place for people if they like intelligent women, because they're all rocket scientists down here.
Well, absolutely. It's a high-tech area, and you're talking to one of them, too.
Absolutely.
What can I say? Go ahead.
It's also an area with, very, as we mentioned before, ecotourism is just really taking off in this area.
So
we are definitely getting into ecotourism, and I brought with me today Dwayne DeFries, who happens to handle our endangered lands program in Brevard County, and he's involved in a lot of the different projects that we're involved in, and I would like Dwayne to tell you about some of the nature projects that we have going here on the Space Coast.
That's exciting. Well, welcome to Travel World, Dwayne.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to be here. I'm glad you guys are down out of that cold snow and miserable weather up there.
Right. I know a lot of people are planning coming down to the
Space Coast. You've got to be careful, Dwayne. Marianne's going to come down and hit you.
Well, we thought it was cold here, and it was 70 this morning, so come on down.
That would be Celsius, by the way.
We actually have a pretty amazing program in the state of Florida, and Brevard County has been one of the great recipients. We have a program called Preservation 2000 that over the last 7 years, we've acquired about 1 million acres of land for conservation. In this county alone, we're well over 200,000, and we're right in one of the best places in the world for seeing wildlife resources, and that's Merritt Island National Wildlife Refuge.
Yeah, we noticed that when we came in, and it was something. Tell us about the orange groves. Who actually gets paid for the orange groves? I mean, does NASA grow the oranges, or is it the local growers?
Actually, there's local growers under lease agreements, and what they do is they've been farming that land, actually going back to when NASA first started, and they set up leases, so it's still productive. There's still revenues being shared. We've got, as you said, about 140,000 acres, and so you can see it all here. We've got wetlands. We've got great forested areas, some tremendous waterfowl areas. If you happen to be a birder, this is the place to be.
Right, well, like I like to watch birds every day, and they have some amazing ones. I mean, up around where we live, I mean, we get to see cardinals, blue jays, and I'm not talking about baseball at this point, but here we saw some great blue herons, and there's some American bald eagles nesting in the palm trees.
Actually, quite a few bald eagles on site. We've got about 330 species of birds, and then the wading birds come winter, we'll see tremendous rafts of ducks on the water.
And there were some pretty amazing boat rides. Apparently, there was a three-hour tour they offered us to go on the Dream Believer yesterday. And, of course, given that we're at the Kennedy Space, it's true, Chad. And the only problem, of course, is we can't invite Marianne because she would probably meet the professor, and that would amount to no good at all. So, anyway.
Yeah, but what a great place to do a three-day tour. We're with it 3 hours.
Three-hour tour.
Might extend a bit longer than, but I couldn't.
Well, the weather might be getting rough, right?
I mean, rough water. But no, it's one of those areas where you can just get out on the water any which way. You can take a dinner boat cruise, but as well, there's airboat. And an airboat sort of symbolizes a Florida experience.
Don't they offer some great water skiing in the Everglades?
Oh, yeah, you just do ramps off the alligator heads.
Just don't feed them. I think they asked for honey roasted peanuts the last time I talked to one. Actually, this is a true story. We were in the tour bus, and it's really amazing. From the visitors complex here, you can sit in a bus. It will drive you past the launch pads, even past the vehicle assembly building, which is really amazing. You just got to see. It's breathtaking. But there are actually alligators in the little ponds next door, and there was a little kid. The bus driver said, of course, the first one who spots an alligator can go out and pet one, and This boy was around 4 years old, and he was saying, Daddy, I just saw one. Let's go out and pet him. The bus driver said we could.
Well, the neat thing about Florida is that you can still see very much wilderness here. And if you're heading out of the airport in Orlando, you know, heading east, in that 40 minutes, you'll see some world-class resources. The St. Johns River, which is one of the few rivers in North America that's flowing north, doesn't quite get to Montreal, but almost there. It hits Jacksonville.
It's past one of our other favorite places to go, Jacksonville. In fact, that's of other significance as well, because there is a Canadian ship that, actually Canadian-built ship that went down there.
That went down there during the Civil War, further up the St. John's River.
The Maple Leaf
for the Civil War buff, further up the St. John's River. But getting back to the ecological development, the ecological tourism development of the potential.
There is no Sources River, is there? St. Charles River?
Well, the loggerhead turtles are big in Base Coast area.
Actually, it really is. If you look at a 13-mile stretch down at our southern end of the county, that's been designated by Congress as the Archie Carr National Wildlife Refuge. We have typically as many as 17,000 nesting loggerheads in 13 miles. It is the best beach in the world for loggerhead nesting, the best beach in North America for green turtles, and occasionally we'll get a leatherback or two, so it is a world-class resource.
Are there any other endangered species which make their home here at the Kennedy Space Center?
Actually, there's quite a few. Endangered and threatened species are well over 20 now, so we've got like 21 different species. One of the types of communities that you don't see normally anywhere else in North America is scrub. These are the sand dunes that existed 135,000 years ago when sea level was higher, and when sea level receded, it left a sand dune that's like our ancient desert. We've got scrub jays and gopher tortoises and indigo snakes. Many of those are only found in the state of Florida.
That is incredible. It's just a place to come down, and you can see that.
Now, what time of year for the loggerhead turtles, what would be the time of year? Because they're turtle walks that you can go on.
Very much so, and we like to educate all our visitors. The sea turtles are very sensitive to disturbance when they're nesting. The females come up, they lay their eggs, and at certain times are very sensitive to light disturbance. Best time to come is probably June and July, but the nesting season starts in March, and it'll go right through August. And so it is a great time to be in Florida. And if you have not seen a loggerhead lay eggs, that is one of the all-time great experiences in seeing nature close up.
That's got to be really special. And what about the bald eagle population? That's quite huge, isn't it?
Actually, it's coming up. We are very much like the rest of North America in that we suffered from DDT problems, 30 years ago.
Right.
And our bald eagle numbers are really coming up now, and it's not uncommon, even driving down 95, to see bald eagles. I've probably seen more in the last 2 years than I saw in the first 10 in Florida. It really is something that is a common sight now rather than an uncommon one.
Well, one animal that is certainly not sort of endangered around here is the alligator, because I think they said on the
6,000
right on the Kennedy Space Center grounds or adjacent to the ground.
Well, alligators were protected for many years because they were close to endangerment. They were threatened. And in fact, the alligator population has come back to such a large degree that there are limited hunting rights now on alligators for people with permits.
So now they've come back to that level now. What about crocodiles? I mean, what is the big difference, alligator, crocodile? I mean, do you find crocodiles in this neck of the woods?
Alligators are friendly. Crocodiles are mean.
Okay.
We don't see crocodiles.
Well, you can pet the alligators.
Well, you don't want to pet them, but you could, feed your dog to them. the real problem
with
crocodiles is you got to be very careful. They are aggressive. We see those down in the Keys primarily.
Crocodiles, yeah.
Yeah, and they are coming back, but that is very much an endangered species.
I wouldn't have thought that they would have been endangered. That's very interesting to know.
Now, the airboat rides, how far are they? Let's say you're staying in the beaches area. How far do you have to go to take an airboat ride, and what is sort of the significance of taking an airboat ride?
Almost every main corridor coming out of Orlando East has somebody on the St. John's River giving airboat tours. It's a great adventure. They're loud. They're fast. They get you out on the water. It is... you're being literally propelled by an airplane engine with a prop, and it skims over inches of water. And if you've never done it, you need to try it.
It's just inches, with soft muck underneath.
They'll actually run them on dry land, on little patches of dry grass. They can come right over the top if it's damp.
Wow, that's something else. And I heard about this one particular park with the airboat ride they wanted to send us on. Was called the Lone Cabbage. I mean, why is it called the Lone Cabbage?
Well, the gators ate everything else, but they hate cabbage.
They actually said send more tourists. They last more delicious.
The food there is excellent, and the gator isn't bad either.
Yeah.
You'll see gator on the menu in a lot of our restaurants now.
Oh, boy.
Well, I have tried gator one time on a trip to Jacksonville. They served it.
Tasted like chicken, right?
Yeah, I mean, it was an acquired taste, I guess, but you wouldn't know it was alligator unless they had told you it was.
It all tastes like chickens.
Because that's what they were eating all day.
That's what the cow said who ate the hamburger, right? Tastes like chicken.
That's right. Tastes like chicken. Well, it's coming up on 12:30 here in Montreal. Time to take another short break. We'll be right back after this with more of Travel World here on AM 600 CIQC. Stay listening.
It's the choice of gourmets, and it's the place where the choice is incredible. It's the Crystal Palace, 987 St. John's Road in Pointe Claire. If you like the spicy temptation of Szechuan cuisine, this is for you. For a deliciously adventurous dinner, try the gourmet's choice. You actually choose whatever you want, as many as you want, from more than 40 dishes on a tempting menu, and it's amazingly reasonable in price. You can do the same thing at lunchtime. Make the most of the gourmet's choice, an exciting experience at the Crystal Palace, 987 St. John's Road in Pointe Claire.
Via Rail is proud to be the official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. Business taking you to Toronto but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first-class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch-out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. Via One, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be, from Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network.
Hi, this is Dick Phillips.
What a great trip on that Via Trade. Met a great steward in the bar car.
Portfolios, briefcases, computer cases, whatever the luggage, you'll find what you're looking for at Le Fil du Cuir. Top luggage like French, Boyce, Andiamo, Hartmann, Zero Halliburton, and more. Not only is North America's largest selection luggage center, but they offer expert repair service for all your leather goods and garments, including damaged bag airline claims. One stop and you'll know why all your traveling needs begin and end at Le Fil du Cuir. 550 Sherbrooke Street West, 849-0136.
While in Montreal, guests of Travel World stay at the luxurious Hotel Dufour, offering informal elegance and a vibrant sense of space in each guest room and suite. All the comforts of home and office, from beautifully styled custom-crafted furniture to kitchenette convenience.
Enjoy panoramic views of the St. Lawrence and Mount Royal. Then step outdoors to a multitude of shops and restaurants at your doorstep. Upscale service for the discriminating business or leisure traveler. Hotel Dufour, 1390 4th Street at St. Catherine. Telephone 938-8333.
If you wear big and tall sizes, you need to know about M.H. Grover & Sons. They specialize in men's fashions from designers like Chaps, Guy Laroche, Arrow, Wrangler, Levi's shirts, and lots more. M.H. Grover on Wellington and Verdun promise you a good fit, whatever size you take, and they promise quality styling at reasonable prices. Check their new fall lines already on display at M.H. Grover & Sons, 4741 Wellington and Verdun, 769-3771. It's the only place to go for the best selection for the big and tall man.
Starting Monday on Newswatch, thousands of Canadians care for aging loved ones at home.
I would do everything in my power not to put her in a home.
It takes a lot of love and a lot out of the caregiver.
And I got very frustrated, and I just felt like I was a yo-yo being pulled up and down, up and down, up and down.
The Cost of Caring, starting Monday on Newswatch on CBC Montreal, Channel 6, Cable 13.
Hi, this is Amanda Ober from News Channel 2 in Orlando. Stay tuned for my exclusive reports from Florida here on Travel World with Stephen Pickford on AM 600 CIQC.
Welcome back to Travel World and the adventures of Willem and Stephen on Florida's Space Coast. Hello?
Yes, we are back, and it's
a back
holiday
and
travel.
To holiday music in the background, and we are here on holiday. Glad you could make a part of your Saturday afternoon listening schedule here on AM 600. And continuing
Stephen,
on.
Where do you get all these beautiful women who come to visit us?
I don't know. I mean, I guess I just have to look in my...
Must be that charm of yours.
Oh,
then.
Yes, the charm. It, you know, the trust and the tradition and everything else. Put it all together, mix it all up, and what do you get, you know?
Especially all these people who are so spiritual. I mean, we even discovered the world's biggest Christian bookstore right here on the Florida Space Coast.
Right.
So.
Just south of Port Canaveral. Continuing on with our discussion here of Florida Space Coast, we're joined now by Debbie Land from the Astronaut Hall of Fame. Good afternoon.
Hi there. How y'all doing?
We're doing just fine, Debbie. Boy, it was really something because we went down there. We Astronaut Hall of Fame. You figure you're gonna look at a couple of plaques and that's about it. Oh, how wrong I was. I mean, we had miles and miles of exhibits here. I mean, it was
something to spend hours to see everything that there was, to read all of that information in one source.
It's kind of fun because Space Camp was there, and it was really interesting because Bobby kept on coming out, and he says, gee, you know, you're actually reading all that stuff?
Yeah, that's unfortunately, if you hear the term Astronaut Hall of Fame, you're thinking, well, duh, a little on the museum side, but it's not that. It's designed to give you information about the astronauts, but it's also designed to let you see what that experience is like for yourself. So it's the only place I know of. You can take a trip to Mars, you can land the space shuttle, you can walk on the moon, and then, of course, you can go gift shopping all in one day.
That's an incredible place, and they have some great CD-ROMs there. You can actually revisit the moon landing, but, I mean, it really can put you in awe. I mean, for us, it's a childhood fantasy being here at Kennedy Space Center. I've always wanted to see the actual space program up close, and I mean,
where it certainly gives you the opportunity when you are here on Florida Space Coast, if you've always been a fan of the space program, to really get that hands-on experience to spend, you know, a good day at the Astronaut Hall of Fame, come over for another day here at the Kennedy Space Center, and really get into it. I mean, the memories of 30 years ago that seem 10, 20, 30 years, it seems like yesterday.
But even the dream is alive, and they even use more Montreal technology. IMAX, which was invented in Montreal... they have the movies right here at the IMAX Theater. Two IMAX theaters, they got a 3D movie going on called L5 City in Space, and they also have Mir, Voyage to Mir, as well as Dream is Alive. So it's all those things. They even have the Rocket Garden here at the Kennedy Space Center, which, of course, if you look in the Secret Garden, you even have the Pocket Rocket Garden, and where you can watch chameleons. And that's something...
something special to see. Well, getting back to the Astronaut Hall of Fame, somebody comes, what are some of the things that you would say would really stand out that somebody would have to participate in that would be totally unique to your exhibits?
One of the things that I'm so fond of lately is we are fortunate in the fact that our facility is actually owned by, well, actually founded by the original Mercury astronauts. They decided it was time to tell their very unique story. So one of my favorite things is there's an exhibit called Ask the Astronaut. As a matter of fact, I took you all back there yesterday because it's a chance to see what these people really think at a personal level. They'll answer questions like, how do you go to the bathroom in space? What do you have to do in order to become an astronaut? Things that people always want to know, but sometimes they don't want to ask if they actually meet them in some kind of event or whatever. So it's a chance to...
Right, or they wouldn't know who or where to ask those questions.
Right, right. So, you know, what does it feel like? What did it feel like to go to the moon? What kind of flight trainings and schooling have you had in order to become an astronaut? That's one of my favorite exhibits. The other thing I really liked that we played with yesterday was the fact that we have mission control consoles from the actual mission control. It was recently renovated, and instead of trashing all that equipment that's been used since the 60s, we have... It's a CD-ROM situation, but you sit down and learn about specific flights, the lives of those astronauts. But you're sitting at the real mission control, so you can do that pretend thing. And
it was
it might
really
be like.
Something, because if you're even somewhat technically inclined, you'll actually take a look at that. But even they even have Space Camp there, too.
Yeah. Space Camp, which is a program for children, is designed to get them into math and science using their natural interest in the space program. Kids almost have an affinity for space. It's like that dinosaur phenomenon. Almost every kid has some interest in space. The point of Space Camp is to take that interest and to turn it into an interest in math and science using pretend astronaut training, if you will. They get a chance to see what it might be like to go through astronaut training, to see what that entails, and to get them excited in a hands-on kind of way. It's been a very successful program. We have 3 locations in the U.S., and actually, we have a Space Camp in Canada. It's in Laval.
Yeah, the Cosmodrome. And they even do simulated shuttle missions where they have kids sitting in a mission control, and they also have kids who are actually flying the shuttle and doing... EAs and so on.
Yeah, you get to be in a full-scale mock-up and see what it might be like to be commander or pilot of your own space shuttle mission. That's pretty exciting when you're 12. Heck, it's exciting when you're 40. I mean,
yeah, it was really...
And that's one of the other markets that you get into is, like, you know, company team-building exercises and that. They can use the facilities. And just all the history that is gathered in one place, the artifacts, the mementos of the early space flights, it's really, really something. But there's also another aspect of tourism here on the Space Coast, which is the cultural aspect of tourism, apart from just... space tourism, and joining me now is Kay Burke from the Brevard Cultural Alliance.
Hello, how are you?
Oh, we were having a great time down here, but, you know, we talk about Space Coast, and of course there's the beach, and of course there's the whole space angle to the area, but there is a cultural aspect.
There is more culture to the Space Coast than just yogurt, isn't there?
Oh, a lot more. There's 72 miles of our county that includes those wonderful beaches, the Space Center, and a huge number of arts and cultural organizations, programs, fairs, and festivals. There is never a day in our community that there isn't something wonderfully exciting to do.
Did you say festival? I mean, Montrealers love festivals.
Right. People like to go away and participate with other people, get into events that the locals are doing rather than are just geared for tourists. What would be some of the festivals and events that will be coming up over the next few months?
Well, if folks will... hurry and get their bags packed. They can get to Brevard County in time to come to the Brevard County Fair, which is concerts, music, crafts exhibits, a variety of things in a fairground setting. There will be a family fun festival in Titusville in the Enchanted Forest, which is part of our nature-based tourism area, but it also includes arts, crafts, and culture. We have a festival of trees at the Brevard Museum of Art and Science in November. There's a Christmas Festival of Crafts in Titusville at Fox Lake Park, a multicultural music and arts festival in downtown Cocoa Village. The Melbourne Harbor Art Festival will take place at Crane Creek Promenade in Melbourne. There's the Space Coast Art Festival. And for those of you who have not experienced a U.S. Thanksgiving event, you must be here for Space Coast Art Festival.
Because Thanksgiving in the United States has a much greater significance, or seems to be a much greater holiday than Canadian Thanksgiving.
Yes.
It seems to carry a greater importance.
It's a wonderful family holiday time, especially along the Space Coast. And the Space Coast Art Festival takes place in Cocoa Beach. The sun shines brightly. We have a wonderful time. There are more than 200 artists who come from around the nation to exhibit their artwork, their concerts, their children's activities. It's a delightful way to spend a weekend. And then in December, we have a Native American Indian Festival at Wickham Park in Melbourne. Also in December, you will find that along with every other day in Brevard County, there are plays, concerts. We have two orchestras. We have a pops orchestra. We have a number of music programs, and they do concerts on a regular basis. You will find a wonderful exhibit of modern art called Champions of Modernism at Brevard Museum of Art and Science in Melbourne.
That's not just where they weld old spaceship parts together and call it art.
Oh, no. This is the outlet, the creative outlet for all these engineers who make the space program work, balance their lives on evenings and weekends with art, culture, with music, with art exhibits, with fairs and festivals. We have a wonderful group of community groups who do free programming for visitors and our residents, and you will find that we have concerts on a regular basis. In December, there will be a winter concert tribute to Brahms and Schubert. It will take place in a community called Merritt Island, and again, in a community that's Coco. We have 15 municipalities in our community, and there is some activity taking place in every one of them.
I love that name, Coco.
Yes.
Makes you just want to get out on the beach. And, of course, our very own Marianne Doucette happens to be one of our resident chocoholics. I'm also sitting next to one here, and Coco Beach is just the place to go. But I got to tell you, all Montrealers, you've got to come down to this place because the beach is not crowded, the water is warm, and they are extremely welcoming and extremely accommodating here. Please come down now before you miss it.
Right, because once the word gets out, it is one of those hidden gems that needs to be explored. People always tend to flock to Fort Lauderdale and to Miami, but the Space Coast, so close to Orlando, and then many
times... It's so undiscovered.
Yes, it's so undiscovered that people really have to just go over that extra 1 hour.
And you have everything here. I mean, she was just mentioning that you have all kinds of cultural festivals, whether your interest is rock and roll or whether your interest is in the pops and the orchestras, arts and crafts. I mean, Marianne, you love crafts, so I know that.
Because it's an educated community, because of the engineers and because of the aerospace sector, it can support that type of cultural, you know, aspect to an area that, you know, people think of Florida and think, well, it might be, you know, all Art Deco and all fast food restaurants or something, but there is, you know, pink flamingos, but there is an aspect of Florida that is really the cultural aspect, which a lot of people want to combine that, what to do in the evenings, get something more than just, you know, sunning themselves on the beach, but get out there and, you know, learn something at the same time or enjoy yourself at the same time.
Well, that was something extremely special, and I think it's time for another break. Am I right, Marianne?
Yes, we are coming up on 12:45, and we have a sunny 9 degrees outside the Metro Media Broadcasting Center in downtown Montreal.
That would be Kelvin.
Yes. So stay tuned for more of Travel World from the Kennedy Space Center. We'll continue after this short break right here on AM 600 CIQC. Stay listening.
It's Sears Today Power Sale, Sears Today Power Sale, Sears Today Power Sale, Sears Today Power Sale.
It's Sears Today Power Sale this weekend. Two incredible days of powerful savings of up to 50%. 2 days of power buys on national and private labels across the store. Use the power of your Sears card and earn double Sears Club points. Sears 2 day Power Sale this weekend. It's one powerful sale, so don't miss it.
Sears 2 day Power Sale.
Before heading off on your next trip, head off to Jet Setter. Jet Setter is Montreal's travel accessory center with the largest selection of travel accessories in Eastern Canada. Everything that you could possibly want relating to travel, all in one location. Money belts, water purifiers, miniature binoculars, travel irons, guidebooks, and maps. Plus converters and adapters for all your electrical needs, including computers. What's more, you'll find every imaginable kind of rolling luggage, including duffel bags, knapsacks, and travel packs from such name brands as Tumi, Travel Pro, Skyway, Le Sportsback, Kipling, Timberland, Eagle Creek, Briggs & Riley, and more. At Jet Setter, I found you don't pay more for quality and personal service. In fact, you'll save with Jet Setter, and GST is included in every price you see. Jet Setter, Montreal's travel accessory center. 66 Laurier West, between Clark and St. Urbain. Telephone 271-5058.
Hi, this is Chuck Phillips, and I sat with Dennis Bowden of Midland Wallen and asked him, as a financial planner himself, what impact has financial planning had on his own life? And what would he do differently if he could do it all over again?
Thanks to that lease sitting down with some sort of a financial planner, I started to develop strategies. Now, I did it at the age of 40, unfortunately. It's too bad I didn't do it at the age of 30 or 25. And all of those people out there who are the ages of early 20s or early 30s, boy, sit down with your financial planner, get something going, And I'm telling you, you're going to end up with such a different return over the long term. It's amazing.
Tune into AM 600 every Monday afternoon from 2 to 3 for Financial Planning, The Personal Touch with Dennis Bowden. To reach Dennis at Midland Wallen, call 688-5845 or 1-888-688-7772.
Are you tired of being held hostage to the airline's demands to stay over a Saturday night and reserve 2 weeks in advance just to get a reasonable airfare? Fed up with paying $1,000 or more on your business trip to the United States? Now there's an answer to every business traveler's dream. With Zagory Travels, USA on business fares to over 50 key business centers throughout America. Reserve up to 3 days in advance, stay just 2 days, not requiring a Saturday, and count the savings. $395 plus taxes to Los Angeles, for instance, compared to over $2,000 plus taxes normally applicable without that obtrusive Saturday night stayover. You don't sacrifice comfort or convenience either, flying with one of America's top five fly carriers with full in-flight service, seat selection, and frequent flyer mileage. Call the corporate travel specialist at Zagory Travel in Dollar today, 626-3132, to find out how you can save your travel budget by up to 75%. Your next business trip to the USA should begin with a call to Zagory. 626-3132.
It's inevitable. You always need something from the drugstore. At least once a week, often more, you find yourself heading for your neighborhood drugstore list in hand. If your neighborhood is Côte Saint-Luc, then Noémie Scheinfeld, owner and pharmacist, and her staff at the Jean Coutu in the Côte Saint-Luc Shopping Center are your friends in waiting. And if you're near Queen Mary Road, then Peter Tsonis, owner and pharmacist, and his staff are ready to help you at the Jean Coutu, 5345 Queen Mary, just west of DeCary. For friendly, helpful service, see Jean Coutu in the Côte Saint-Luc Shopping Center and 5345 Queen Mary Road.
Hi, this is Cynthia Fodor from KCCI-TV in Des Moines, Iowa. Happy to be back on the air in Montreal again with Stephen Pickford and Travel World on AM 600 CIQC.
CIQC.
Welcome back to Travel World. We are coming to you live from Florida Space Coast. I understand that Steve and Wilma are planning to go to the beach this afternoon.
Yes, we are. And while you're working for the weekend, we're sunning ourselves on the beach.
Oh, yes, working very hard here in the studio.
That's for sure. Well, Marianne Doucette is a very hard worker, and if it wasn't for her, it would be much harder for us to do the show. So we thank you for being on the air with us, Marianne.
Oh, you're welcome.
So we have a very special guest. Steve, you didn't tell me that Marissa Tomei would be joining us.
No, because it just came up on my sheet of paper. I was just amazed myself.
I must correct you. It's Melissa Tommaso.
Oh, not to be confused with your brother, Piazza Tommaso.
Oh, I'm a different person.
Oh, I see, yes. That was Chad the Engineer. It's nice to have you back, Chad. So, Melissa, you are here, in charge of the public relations here at the Kennedy Space Center Visitors Complex. And so you're here to tell us about the Rocket Garden.
Well, that's one of the sites that are on the at the complex, actual authentic rockets you can explore and actually get a hold of. But we just opened a brand new attraction. It's a $37 million attraction, if that tells you anything.
Whoa.
It's called the Apollo Saturn V Center, and it is magnificent. You guys had a chance
to
look at it.
Yes, we went yesterday.
It was great. Oh, we went there. It's three movies.
When you walk in there, it is just amazing.
You see the real thing. I mean, it's the real rocket, and I was just in awe. There's no other word for it.
That's what all our visitors are saying. They think it's magnificent. We take you back in history and recreate it for you. We take you through the firing room where we have a sequence where we recreate the first launch of a Saturn V rocket, and you feel the rumble. You feel like you participated in the anticipation of launching this magnificent rocket. And then you walk out, and it takes your breath away. You're actually looking up at this football field-sized Saturn V rocket that was meant to go to the moon. And then the last stop is the Lunar Surface Theater, and they recreate the first landing on the moon in 1969, and it'll bring a tear to your eye, I promise.
And it brings back a lot of memories as well. But you really, people say, well, again, 2-3 hours, but you really need to spend a lot more time to see everything.
You can't just spend 2 or 3 hours around here, can you?
You can spend 2 to 3 hours at the Apollo Saturn V Center, and that's just one area to see at the Kennedy Space Center.
Well, you won't even see everything if you spend that kind of time, so.
No, we ask that, we suggest coming and spending a full day experience here. We've got food venues, we've got IMAX movies. Those are giant screen movies that you can feel what it's like to be an astronaut in space, peering down at satellites, peering down at the Earth, and that's magnificent just to see. And then there's the Rocket Garden, like you mentioned, that actual authentic rockets. There's plenty of things to do, plus the bus tour that takes you out in the secured areas of Kennedy Space Center. You see the working facility where men and women work daily on and spend their, you know, risk their lives on getting these components into space. And we're building two new attractions on the bus tour. The International Space Station Center, which will be wonderful. You're going to walk through actual modules, called modules. Those are the components that they'll have where the astronauts live and work in space, the research areas, and see what it's like to have an International Space Station, which Canada is involved with. They're one of the nations involved. And then we're going to take you across the street, and you'll be able to see inside the real facility that NASA's working on, the real components, the real modules that are ready to go into space. We're starting next year.
That's incredible. I mean, I also asked the question, I mean, why do you call it Launch Pad 39B if there's only two launch pads? I mean, it's kind of like we went to the train museum in Montreal, and they were talking about the streetcar. The first streetcar was number 350. We couldn't figure that one out. But actually, according to a guy named Robert over at the Astronaut Hall of Fame, who looked a little like James Burke, if anybody's seen the TV special Connections, he was incredibly informative. Apparently, they got launch pads all over the place, and this happens to be the 39th one they built. So, truly.
Right. That's it. Yes. It started back in the late 50s and early 60s, we had launch pads where it's a Cape Canaveral area, and that's where the first American launched in space in 1961. And so we've continuously built additional launch pads, and we're now 39 is the designated area for the space shuttle. And we take you near that. You get a bird's eye view near the launch pads.
You go right past them. I mean,
yeah.
For me, I just stood there, and it was so striking. You just looked at them, and this is it. This is where history was made.
And those are also the same launch pads that took men to the moon back in the late 60s.
Yeah,
we're going to do more than that then. We're also building that are opening this January as well, an attraction that's an observation tower that you get a panoramic view of all of Kennedy Space Center. So you're about half a mile from the launch pad.
Ooh.
And then you're going to get a view of Cape Canaveral, all the launch pads across the coast. It's going to take your breath away. And if you've ever been to Kennedy Space Center, we tell people consistently, it's changing. We're doing new things here. There are new exhibits, new attractions that you've never seen before that you'll be able to bring your children, your grandchildren, and teach them what you remember from the past. And then there's futuristic things like the International Space Station.
Right. There's always something evolving in the exhibits, and so people, it's not a static exhibit in that regard.
No, interactive exhibits, hands-on things, you know, things that people can participate in.
And better than that, Canadians are welcome here, especially if you're from Montreal and you mentioned CIQC.
We always welcome Canadians.
Right, and we also had fun eating some of the freeze-dried space food. Of course, after eating some of that, I really knew where Frank Borman got some of his in-flight dining suggestions at Eastern Airlines.
Well, yeah, that freeze-dried pizza kind of tastes like, what you buy brand new some of the places out in Platte Bonaventure, but I digress.
Did you guys do it right? Did you let it sit in your mouth and melt? Everybody bites it and it feels like it's styrofoam, and that's not the way to do it.
I thought it was styrofoam, just to save on weight.
No, you didn't do it right. Everybody's going to have to try that. We sell this freeze-dried food in our space shop.
Okay.
But the proper way is to sort of like
let it sit in your mouth and rehydrate it. The moisture in your mouth, the water in your mouth, rehydrates the food.
Okay, well, and then it's freeze-dried size, so. Yeah, it was like the time I had some freeze-dried apples, and they said, don't eat the whole bag. Well, because it's like 700 apples, and
they expound upon themselves.
Oh, it was almost as bad as Stephen yesterday. We had a meal yesterday at the Hilton, Cocoa Beach Hilton. Gorgeous, gorgeous place. And, of course, we ordered some mashed prunes for Stephen.
Yeah, it just when you have that great seafood buffet, there's certain things you'd want to avoid.
They make a great key lime pie, I got to tell you. It's decadent. It's evil. It's beautiful. Everything that's... I think Melissa has something else to tell
us. I would love to give out our phone number. For anybody that wants additional information about launches, they were going to be planning launches, call us at area code 407-452-2121.
They have a lot of launches out here. That was something that was a very pleasant surprise, in fact. It's a good thing we weren't out on the boat yesterday because we would have missed that beautiful launch.
Unmanned launches and then, of course, the space shuttle launches that are
people can call
times.
In advance and
yeah.
Find out when the launches are and everything. Well, that's just great. And I also want to give out the telephone number of the Florida Space Coast Office of Tourism. They can send you a complete kit on all the information, what there is to see and do on the Space Coast. That toll-free number is 1-800-USA-1969. Their website, www.space-coast.com.
kscvisitor.com. And
www.kscvisitor.com, and not KFC, mind you. That gives you a totally different website.
And you can also go through Kennedy Space Center, all one word, .com. That's another
and get all the information you need. So.
And if you want to send comments to us, it's Travel World, all one word, lowercase letters, at reporters.net.
So we'd like to get some of your story ideas. Our next week's topic, two of Europe's most interesting or unique destinations, Prague and Gibraltar, with Vancouver broadcaster Monica Delmo. So be listening next week for that. We're just having such a great time. Our hour is almost coming to a close, but means that tomorrow we'll be heading home and on Delta Airlines and wishing we were still back on Florida's Space Coast, but inviting all of our listeners as well to head down here. It's one of the greatest places in Florida that I've been to, and it's one of those places that Montrealers who love heading to the Sunshine State really should be including this.
Well, you know, as nice as it is being on the Florida Space Coast, being on vacation, Steve, it's always nice to come back home to Canada's greatest city, Montreal.
Thank you for listening to Travel World, making us a part of your Saturday afternoon listening schedule here on AM 600 CIQC, Information Radio in Montreal. J'ai besoin de revoir l'hiver.